You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I bring this up because I had a dream last night that I thought we could interpret.
Okay, let's do it.
So I dreamt that it was my birthday, and one of our patrons and one of my very good friends, Frank, had given me a gift, which was a blow-up doll to fuck. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
We are chatting about sex twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays. Thursdays is with a guest. And on Mondays, it's with you wonderful listeners.
It's called The Morning After Show.
And why is it called that, Mother?
It's after the weekend of fun and frolics.
Did you have any fun frolics this weekend, Mother?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, we Zoomed with the whole extended family.
Oh, wow. That was pretty fun.
I mean, how many people were on? There was a lot of people on that.
Yeah, we had probably like 12, 13 people up there.
You know, it's weird. I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
And as much as everybody's complaining about, like, you know, being quarantined, I'm talking so much, I'm tired of talking. I'm
connecting. You can live a quarantined lifestyle anyway.
I know, but this is even better now because now everybody has to, like, because I'm normally not with any of my peeps because they're all in Chicago.
Oh, your peeps.
My peeps are in Chicago. So now that I'm, this is a way to connect with them all the time, and I'm talking to them more than I have done in years.
And you love it.
Yeah, I think I'm all talked out.
Oh, really?
I'm getting talked out. We're talking, these people want to go on for an hour straight, and then I got back to back. And none of my, not that I'm the tech savvy girl, but none of my friends, I have three different Zoom groups. None of them know how to set the thing up except me. A lot of pressure.
I'm actually impressed that you can, you know what I was very impressed by?
What?
You, last week, you put together an audiogram for Instagram, for our social media, and that looked dynamite. You got
Thank
it transcribed.
You. Oh, yeah.
You got it. You put it in the Headliner app. I mean, it was,
Thank you.
You must use three different programs. You designed a whole cover design kit. I couldn't believe it.
It was not an easy task, nor was it easy for me to deal with my book cover, which is out.
Jesus
my book
Christ.
Is out. My book is out.
You launched the book?
No, it's going to be out Monday.
But are you doing any launch party at all?
Yeah, and we're going to start thinking about the launch party soon. But
I love that
point
you do
is,
this. You say yes, and then you go. We're gonna start thinking, like, because you haven't given any thought.
I have given it some thoughts.
You
and
gave
I,
the thought when I asked the question just now.
No, wrong. But my point is, the book cover was is phenomenal. Okay, first let me say shout out to the Sex is Weird. We've had her on a show. Her name is Katie Fischel. She made a bomb-ass, dank-ass book cover for me that's unbelievable. But
yeah.
What I didn't realize is that she's an artist, and she's not familiar with how to make like the proportions of the book cover. So I had to go do that on my own and research. And I found out, no idea what I'm doing. So then I decided to go on Fiverr. I go on Fiverr. I find some guy in Indonesia. I didn't realize, because I'm ADD, that I asked him to do the wrong book cover.
Oh, my God.
So he put it in a book cover. It didn't work. Then I had to find another guy on Fiverr who did it for me. His name is Wally. I love Wally. Oh,
Wally.
Look at Wally. Wally. Wally in Walla Woola land. I don't know where he is. He's somewhere across the world. But
That's
he
wonderful.
Put, he was able to put the book. And then we realized we didn't
Mom.
Leave a space
Mom.
For the
hey,
scan.
Mom.
What?
This is boring as fuck.
Okay. Let's talk about Mom's news.
Okay.
I have some news.
What is it?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Condom makers stiffen production to meet shortages, but can they keep up? Okay.
Oh.
Now, this young man who wrote this said, if you're reading this, Ma, sorry about the puns. I'll FaceTime you later. Why is he
like
sorry
that.
About the puns? Why
Wait,
can't he
what?
talk
so,
about...
What's the
stiffen
deal?
So production?
Oh, I like a lot of innuendos going on in this article. So what's the deal? They got the manufacturers are down because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, because they're based in Malaysia, and they had a little problem with production there. And now
I read this article. You know what I was interested in is that there's a company called Carex, and you've probably heard of Durex, one of the most well-known brands. Well, Carex, it makes one out of every five condoms in the world. Can you believe that?
That's
and so
crazy.
Obviously, if they've been shut down for weeks, people are not. That's a big loss of condoms over there.
And if there's a shortage of condoms, it's like an econ. This is an economics 101 test. If there's a shortage of condoms, what happens then?
Yes. Also, it's more
babies are born.
Also, it's more difficult for some women to get birth control prescriptions right now. And that could be another contributing factor to getting a little, as one of our listeners said, a wave of Libra babies.
There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, I think they should all be called, the new name should be Corona. How's that for a name? It means crown. Not bad.
I like that you know all the verbiage over here with regard to the disease. What's your news intake like?
I got D's. D's is he's checking the death rate every fucking hour. Okay, that's an uplifting thing to find out.
Why is he doing that?
Because he likes to find out information. He's an information junkie, okay? So I had a couple tactics to deal with. If you're dealing with someone who is an information junkie like my boyfriend is, I suggest two things. One, the show It's a Cutie. It's on National Geographic, and they had little puppies.
What do you mean? Is it like a TV show where they show little puppies?
Yeah.
It's a cutie.
They had kittens and one that we watched the one on puppies. It was adorable. It gets you in a good, you can't be in a bad mood when you're looking at puppies because they're just so goofy. And then on top of that, one of our pleasure podcasts, what would you call them?
Partners. Another podcast?
Yes. One of our pleasure partners podcasts, Ken and Sonny do American Sex Podcast. Correct. Well, we were looking on their, when you got nothing to do, do you find yourself scrolling down people's Facebook walls?
Facebook? No. I haven't gone on Facebook in years.
I did it because I know that Ken puts videos out, mostly about the dangers of Corona, which is something that, of course, he was obsessed with as well. D's obsessed with it as well. Anyway, well, what we did find out is that they have the cutest dog named Waffles.
Waffles?
And Waffles is like one of these bumbling idiot dogs. I mean, he just literally like jumped off the bed and then ran back to get on the bed and fell, hit his head on the bed. So Ken put out a special video to Deez's request, and now we have a video of Waffles running around. So I think the key is if you got someone in your vicinity who is kind of like obsessed with the negativity, show them puppy videos and show them dog videos, and they'll be in a much better mood.
Oh, that is a good move. You know, I went to come pick up some stuff from your place.
Yes.
I didn't go inside. Obviously, there was a whole drop-off situation.
Yes.
But, you know, I saw D's outside, and, you know, he's also equally irritated by you. And I recommended that that you guys create a list of topics that you do not discuss with one another.
Yeah,
that's off limits.
That's always a good idea. If you don't have ADD on both in both people, it's not going to work.
So was that? Did he suggest that idea to you or no?
The puppies?
No, Jesus Christ. The idea of making a list of common or discussion topics that are off limits.
He did not suggest anything.
So why don't you do that? Why don't you make a list and say on that list there is death toll. Death toll is number one. And probably on his list is probably going to be weed consumption is number one so that you don't hock him about smoking weed or whatever.
He doesn't smoke weed.
Okay,
he has not smoked weed since February 2nd.
That's pretty amazing.
I just saw this cartoon. So it must not just, it must be more than just me, but it was that a couple is sitting next to each other and the woman turns to him and it looks like the guy's doing nothing. The woman turns to him and goes, "Can you breathe quieter?" That's kind of how I feel. All right. When you're living in a one bedroom with the same person, you just get so annoyed by every single thing that they do. Or you really think everything is cute, depending on your alcohol consumption.
I'll tell you something. You can live alone and start getting annoyed by things around you.
Are you speaking from yourself?
This is unbelievable. So of all times that my building manager decides to put in a new, beautifully improved, and extremely expensive dryer is now.
A washer and dryer dryer?
So they have a washer and dryer. Before, it was $3 to do the laundry, to do the wash, okay? $3 is absurdly expensive, but they were only charging for wash, so you get the wash and the dryer for about $3 total, okay?
Okay.
They decided to put in a new dryer, so now they charge $3 for the wash, $3 for the dryer.
Holy shit, that's expensive shit.
I got 3 loads of laundry to do this weekend. It's costing me $18, plus they just installed this fucking app that only allows you to put on like $15 or $10 minimums. I had to put $30 on this goddamn thing.
Oh my God.
So I said, this is enough of this. I'm calling, first of all, I emailed and texted my building manager, who replied 3 days later saying she can't do shit. So I said, okay, well, let me talk to someone at your company who can do some shit. So she gave me the email. I emailed the landlord saying, excuse me, what's going on? What the fuck is happening?
Oh, you did not.
I said, no, I basically said very kindly, it seems that the pricing has gone up over here, and it seems a very inopportune time that people can't even afford their rents. I also didn't mention that. I said even more
you
kindly.
Should have mentioned that. Isn't that fucking nuts? Everyone's giving discounts, and you're getting upcharges. That's ridiculous.
Upcharge? What the fuck?
What is wrong with them?
What the fuck is it?
I just read that you should put your heater or your dryer or washer on high, on a hot.
So that you don't get the corona?
Yeah. So and people should be doing more wash than ever with the corona, and they're actually prohibiting you from doing that. They're disincentivizing you. Can you imagine?
I can't stand it.
I'd report them. I don't know where you report them.
What are you going to report?
I don't know.
So this is what I spent the whole weekend fucking arguing with them, and not even arguing. I pretty much realized they're not going to do shit for me. So I wrote a kind email asking them if they have any solutions for this, because otherwise I'd be doing laundry at your place, which is free as fuck. But I don't want to risk giving you coronavirus. I brought you into the whole mix.
You said that? I got an elderly mother that's very frail.
This is how my message started. Hello, I hope you're feeling healthy and staying safe. My name is Camp Hoder, and I live here. Thank you for installing a new dryer in the building. However, washing and drying is now $3 for each machine. Is there any way to reduce the prices or get a discount through the app? I spent $18 on laundry today, which is really steep for me. I also had to put in $30 of credit, so I wasn't charged a 25-cent fee for putting in less than $5. I typically go to my mom's to do laundry, but I didn't want to risk giving her or contracting coronavirus. Do you have any solutions moving forward? Thanks so much for considering me, Kim.
They basically told you to fuck off?
I get this response. Dear tenant, ... We have not raised prices in a long time.
Dear tenant.
Dear tenant. When I saw dear tenant, my blood started curdling.
No.
Dear tenant, I literally, in the last email, I said, my name is Cam Poder, and I signed it Cam, and it came from Cam's account. What the fuck is dear tenant? Dear tenant. Okay, dear landlord, my fucking lord and savior who's giving me shelter, eat my fucking ass.
That would have been much better.
Then they go on and on about why they needed to have this expensive ass rate. I've never even heard of $6 for each load of laundry. I've never heard of that in my life.
Can I mention?
$1.50, maybe.
I mentioned you also don't have that many clothes to wear, so you have no choice but to do laundry.
I haven't been doing laundry in about 3 weeks because I've been trying to not go anywhere. Okay, so it's finally no more underwear. So I decided it's time to do three loads of fucking laundry.
You didn't want to turn them inside out.
I had been.
Okay. My God.
So they gave me a shit response. So then I was like, okay, well, they're not going to do anything. So then I wrote, hello, thanks for your quick response. Blah, 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 blah. Best regards, Tenant.
Oh my God.
I signed it off. Tenant.
Tenant.
Yeah, from now on, I will always be referring to myself as tenant.
That's a passive aggressive little response. I like it.
They probably didn't even know. They probably didn't even know that I was fucking being passive aggressive.
Do you think they listen to this podcast? Maybe they're going to hear this.
I hope they do. I hope they do. And shame on them. Shame on them. Fucking slumdog shit.
Okay.
Think about creating a petition and going around to each of the different apartments and say, boycott,
that's a good idea.
Boycott the machines.
God. All right, Kim. No one wants to hear this shit either. They may not want to hear about my book cover designs, but they probably don't want to hear about your laundry machine issues.
Let's go back to the Zooming with family and friends.
Yes,
and strangers.
I love Zooming.
So do you ever do this, though? Do you ever find someone in the chat? Say you're, you know, say we do like a, I don't know, a meditation class or something. And there's a lot of, you know, interesting people joining into the chat, strangers. Are you ever so lonely that you pin one of their frames and just watch them?
No, I've
just
never.
Observe someone who's not even talking.
First of all, Mr. Buddha meditator, you're not supposed to look at all the people in the room. You're supposed to just meditate.
I don't do this during the meditation, but sometimes during the Q&A session, I want to see who I'm working with over here. I'm trying to get to know my neighbors.
These are not your neighbors. These are people from all over the world. What do you mean they're your neighbors?
I'm trying to know my neighbors.
So you're stalking people in a meditation class? That's how lonely you are? Are you kidding me? I told you what happened last week. All I kept seeing is this one couple with the man has got his legs spread open. The woman, they're just sitting there. I don't want to see that. I literally turned my camera off at that point. I was like, why? When I open my eyes, do I see this? The same couple.
I did a laughter yoga class this weekend, and everyone joined.
Did you make this up?
No, my friend did. But there were a lot of people I didn't know. I didn't know anyone else besides my friend there. And everyone joins by video, and he goes, "Cam, we can't see your video." And I tell him the truth. I'm ass naked right now. I can't be putting on the video.
Why were you doing a meditation class naked? Is this because of the laundry situation?
No, because it was right after my Instagram Live boxing class. I've never been busier in my fucking life. I don't know how anyone says they're bored. There's so much shit.
I'm exhausted from all the shit I have to do.
I didn't relax one bit this weekend.
I didn't relax since the whole quarantine. I mean, I got to go back to. I'm just exhausted. I'm
exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also moving, by the way. Did I mention that? I'm moving. I am moving from my entire apartment in Chicago to Los Angeles to my one bedroom apartment. And I'm trying to do this without being in Chicago. So you figure out how this is going to go down.
I did figure out. I planned the whole fucking thing.
Okay. I'm just talking to the people listening to this. It's a shit show. It's a fucking shit show.
It is a lot for you to handle, actually. So I am... I admire your tenacity. Speaking of being exhausted and specifically sleep, I have been reading the Porcupines book, as you know.
Yes. How's it going?
I fucking love the Porcupines book. Cam's Corner, love the Porcupines book.
Okay.
Now, for those just joining us, the Porcupines book is called Schopenhauer's Porcupines. It's an intimacy and it's dilemmas. Five Stories of Psychotherapy by Dr. Deborah Lupnitz, okay? She's now getting into dream analysis.
Oh, I like that.
This is a big boner for me. Huge.
My dreams would be a disaster, though.
Oh, my God. What do you mean it would be a disaster?
My dreams are all over the gamut.
So, you want to share any or no?
No.
Okay.
They're private. They're private dreams.
What are these, all sexual dreams that you're having?
No, just because they're private does not mean sexual private.
Okay. So she writes, I subscribe to the Freudian view that a dream is a fulfillment of some wish. The dream tells the wish in disguise.
Okay? No offense, Cam. I know she's...
I'm giving this to our listeners. It's all a basic psychotherapy understanding. You don't need to fucking... you know, belittle me for my fucking takeaways from this goddamn book.
Okay.
Now, I bring this up because I had a dream last night that I thought we could interpret.
Okay, let's do it.
So I dreamt that it was my birthday and one of our patrons And one of my very good friends, Frank, had given me a gift, which was a blow-up doll to fuck.
That was a dream.
That was my dream. So I got a fuck doll from Frank for my birthday. What do you make of this?
You want a fuck doll? Is that possible? I think it's very easy to interpret that. You want Deborah anything. You're so desperate right now. You probably want to fuck down, not even to fuck, but just to hold and pretend you're hugging somebody, which is so sad.
The other day, I literally said three gratitudes with my fucking fiddle leaf plant.
I know about that.
Three gratitudes to the plant.
What did you say? What are the three gratitudes you said to your plant?
Probably that I did the boxing class. I love this boxing class. I'm looking more shredded than I've looked in years. And unfortunately, no one can see me.
Yes,
no
they can. You're going to put... Month. Why don't you put those pictures on Instagram?
What?
And put pictures of your shredded body
on
Instagram.
No, I'm not like you. I'm not like you.
What
thirst
do you mean you're not like me?
I'm not thirst trapping.
You should put those things on TikTok.
Mom, I'm not TikToking. I'm not thirst trapping.
You know what? If Howie Mandel TikToks, you can TikTok.
All right. Are you going to bring up the fact that Howie Mandel and
I
were tweeting together last night?
I'm bringing it up. Okay, so I see that once again, I'm on my phone because I don't spend enough time on my phone. I'm constantly obsessed with this goddamn phone. What would happen if my phone broke? I might go into an anxiety attack if my phone broke.
I don't know. I was amazed. We had this meditation clip. It's amazing that you said that, and suddenly we had some connection issues with the phone. So, can you hear me or no? Oh, God.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, this meditation, before we get into Howie Mandel, the whole meditation class was about how this is a wonderful time to really go inward and to, you know, look at your own habits and your connect with nature, all that sort of shit. And meanwhile, you're saying, I'm just obsessed with TikTok. What would I do without the phone? Completely counter to what we're learning in the meditation class.
No, I've gleaned other things in the meditation. Like, I think that this has all been a chance for everybody, the world to stop and to take a moment to pause and just do the fun things that you should be doing.
Like TikToking?
Like TikToking. It puts me in a good mood to dance around in a pink bathrobe, okay? And I like seeing how many followers I have after that. I have like 1,200 followers on TikTok for dancing around in my bathrobe.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like it.
Our priorities are so different. It's unbelievable.
So go on.
That's it. So you were going to talk about the fucking Howie Mandel situation.
Oh, yeah. So I'm minding my own business, just stalking people online. And I see Howie Mandel goes live. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to check out what he's doing. And turns out he's on there with one of the guys that was on America's Got Talent, who we interviewed, Hans of Accordion Hands. What a doll. Anyway, I'm thinking to myself, he's on live with Howie. Wonder if we could get on live with Howie. But
I was on America's Got Talent.
And right, because you were a human fountain. Because he kept saying no to everybody because he said, I don't know you, I don't know you, I know you. All those people wanted to get on. And of course, one of those people was me.
So my mother calls me up frantic. And I'm literally applying for a small business loan because my whole business is folding onto itself right now. And you're on the phone. Get on Instagram Live right now. Howie's live with Cordy and Hans. You got to get on.
I did not say it that way.
I think it was more high octane.
How exciting is this that Howie Mandel is live and with accordion hands, and maybe you want to get on and see what's going on because he's your friend.
So I checked it out. I checked it out. It was fine. I go back to applying for my fucking loan so that I don't go poorer over the next 3 months. And then I get another call from you. Can't you say something? Can't you say something like, you know, come on the podcast, do anything?
See, I get no credit. I get no credit at all.
I see you start doing this. My son was on America's Got Talent as a human fountain. Please, we have a podcast together. Come on. The fuck?
But, you know, of course.
And he's blowing by him.
Right, blowing by all my attempts at getting him on the podcast. So I know that my son is a very good writer, writes from the heart. He'll engage with this guy. And of course, who was right?
No. So I message, you fucking annoy the fuck out of me until I DM him. And then I screenshot the DM and send it to you. And you go, I love it. I love it. I love you. Where'd you send that? And I said, Instagram DMs. Nope, you got to tweet it at him. He's not going to read his Instagram DMs. Again, at this point, I'm going on hour two of trying to fucking do an application that should have taken 30 minutes because you constantly are interrupting me.
That is not the reason why, and you know it.
By the way, these come as a first-come, first-served basis, so if I don't get it, it's your fucking fault. Because this could have been done an entire day prior by the time we're done with this fucking...
Again, I get blamed. So blame it on Mom.
I tweeted to Howie Mandel. The guy, I say, basically... I was human fountains, and please come on the show. I do a show called Sex Talk with My Mom. It's actually with my mom. We'd love to have you. 15-minute call. He reposts it with a comment saying, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Can you believe that? My mother's insistent.
I could not believe it.
Annoyance pays off.
I was so fucking excited. I can't even tell you. I all of a sudden, my notification came in on Twitter. Howie Mandel said, okay. I call you up. I'm like, he said, okay. He said, okay. Well, first of all, no one knows this that's listening. But I'm like, I've been obsessed with Howie Mandel since like I was in my 20s because he's just so funny. I've seen him in Vegas perform, like literally, like he's just my kind of humor, put it that way. He goes in the audience. He reminds me of you. He's very funny, Cam.
You've always said that.
Yeah. So to have him, of all people, say, okay, but now we're fucked.
I know, because now we're having a tough time getting a hold of him, tracking him down. Right. But we're going to work on it for you guys. You know, yeah, we're going to work on him to get this guy on the show.
We're getting him on. If anybody knows his email, let me know.
His email? What, are you going to start emailing him now?
I'm just, we have to figure out a way to get in touch with him. How are we going to get in touch with him?
I trust that it'll happen. It'll happen.
Uber Lube will save the day.
Uber Lube is what you should be stocking up on. Not toilet paper. But fucking Uber Lube. You're going to be quarantined and you're going to want the best sex possible. How do you do that? Lube. High quality silicone lubricant.
It's tasteless. It's scentless. It's silky smooth.
It is by far our favorite lubricant. It's luxurious. And it's not like one of those lubes that you put on you and it's like all this like
sticky.
It's like putting your dick in slime.
Ugh. God.
None of that shit. It is just a thin, perfect layer, and it's simple ingredients, you know, just vitamin E and silicone.
And guess what? It's great for vaginal, anal, and oral sex.
Oh,
it's a trifecta.
It's a trifecta. How about masturbating alone in your studio? It's very good for that. I can speak from firsthand experience.
Thank you for sharing, Cam.
If you're looking to lubricate, Uber Lube is your answer. Right now, they're offering Sex Talk with My Mom listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use our code MOM at uberlube.com. That's 10% off and free shipping. Just use the code
MOM,
M-O-M, at uberlube.com. Here's my new plan, by the way, because, you know, I was not prepared for the first wave of this coronavirus.
Oh, we were prepared because Ken freaked the shit out of us.
No. I was prepared with food and with toilet paper. I was not prepared in the women department. Okay?
Okay.
I have been lonely as fuck, as you know, for a long time, which I think our listeners are now picking up on.
You think they're picking up on that?
Here's what I'm thinking.
You're talking to a plant. You think they're picking up on that?
We know that there's likely going to be a second wave of this. There's going to be multiple waves.
This is so uplifting, by the way. If I don't have these, I got you telling me about this now.
So say in the fall, we're going to expect a second wave of this.
Okay.
I'm preparing.
For what?
While all my other single fucking friends are all just sitting there with their thumbs up their ass, playing video games, smoking weed, this guy is doing the dirty work. I'm back on the apps. I'm back on trying to meet... I'm trying to meet women on hikes from a 6-foot distance.
Oh my God, that's a cute idea.
I am scoping out how to lock down a bay before the second wave, no matter what it takes.
Did you say lock down a bay? Bay,
lock
B-A-E.
Down a bay. B A E.
Yeah. What is that?
Mark my words. Quarantine number two is going to be very different than this one. I got plans.
You got someone coming in?
Someone's going to be visiting. We're going to have a whole protocol.
Okay. Let me ask you something. What's the likelihood of you being not anxious when someone comes and goes?
There's going to be a protocol.
She'd have to walk in, strip down naked. You will take all her stuff, run down to the washer and pay $10 just to have her clothes washed. Run upstairs. She's still naked because she won't let her put her feet on the ground. She's probably like it's suspended in midair. And
listen,
I think that blow up doll is a very good call for you. You can sterilize her and you won't have to worry about anything.
The ideal is that I'm actually going to develop the antibodies for this virus so that we won't have to worry about it.
How are you developing that?
I think we actually need a dating app that shows that you put your information in there saying,
corona
I got the
free.
Antibodies, corona yeah. free, we're good to go.
Yeah, I saw something on the news about some guy who's donated. He went through the whole corona thing, donated his antibodies to three different people, got them out of critical care. It works.
Oh, you can donate antibodies.
Donating plasma.
Oh, wow.
But it only works if people already have it and are in like death's door. It's not like I don't know, but I think maybe one of our family members should get it, develop the antibodies,
and just we'll bleed into each other.
No, and then we'll take plasma out of him. Notice I say him because I've chosen somebody.
Who have you chosen? Who is the tribute?
Well, your brother. He's the
Jingle?
Youngest of the family. Yeah, he should be the one to go for
you,
take one
you've
for the
decided
team.
That Gerald has to get coronavirus?
Yeah, he's got to get it. He can handle it. He's a martyr. Not a martyr. He's a warrior. Jeremy
he's
should get
the it's like the
Jeremy,
Hunger Games.
Someone's got to get it. Then
that
he gets
is fucking
he
hilarious.
Puts a plasma in all of us and we're all free for a while.
That is fucking hilarious. We got to run that by him, see how he feels about that.
I'm sure he's going to think that's great. He's still upset with me for doing a TikTok with his ex-girlfriend, so I don't know.
No, he's not. He never had a problem with that.
All right.
He's very chill. He probably would be fine with you saying that he needs to get coronavirus for the family.
Well, I mean, he's the one who's so chill about eating beef stew out of a can, so... No, I am a little upset though. If somebody in our family gets sick and I can't go there to help them, that's going to be very, very disturbing. So let's just keep everybody healthy. Forget that.
We got
whole
my
idea.
Sister who is so on top of the shit.
she's like a better than the CDC. You want to know anything? You talk to Jessica. She's got more knowledge than anybody out there.
At 11:55 p.m. on a Thursday, we get a text saying, I just ordered you all masks, like reusable masks with a HEPA filter in it.
Yes.
It will be coming on Wednesday. Venmo me $10. And then I get a Venmo request. Let me tell you something. The little one, Gerald, was not pleased with this Venmo request for a mask that he didn't even ask for.
Of course. And then, how about this? Then I saw something that you're supposed to wear goggles. So I said to her, maybe we should order goggles. She goes, already done it. Already done. She's done.
This is unbelievable.
She's already on that.
We all
She's,
have very different approaches.
She
you know?
Looks like somebody that was like, she looks like someone that's walking on the moon. She's got a full bodysuit, goggles, the headband, the mask, the whole thing.
Do you want to hear something?
Deez is putting his special mask underneath a bandana. And he's not even
that?
Going out. And not even going out of the apartment. He maybe ordered two sets of goggles
yesterday. He's wearing a mask and a bandana.
Yeah.
I put on a bandana the other day. My glasses got so foggy I couldn't see shit. And then I was adjusting the bandana the whole time that I was touching my face way more than I would have
if I
wasn't wearing a fucking bandana.
What are you fiddling around over there?
Because I got the post-it note won't stay on.
I feel like you're fiddling around the way the meditation instructor fit. What is that? Why? I'm trying
she fiddles.
To meditate. I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying so hard to go down deep. And then I hear fiddling, drinking. What is the clicking? Yeah, what is that? So I'm trying to think of her like, okay, this is part of the whole meditation experience. I'm trying to think of it that way.
That's exactly what you should think of.
Okay,
yeah.
But it's not working because I'm like, finally open my eyes and see, oh, she's sipping on a really cool mug. And I'm like, oh, I want to get that mug.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See, this is ADD people have a lot harder time meditating. I'm convinced of it.
Let me tell you something about that meditation that might make it a little creepy for you. I pinned your video.
What?
While you were listening to the Q&A.
Oh my
God. I pinned.
Were you dying?
So first of all,
could you hear what I was saying too?
You weren't. No. You couldn't hear anything, but I could just see you. And I don't know what it is, but you're constantly moving the computer around, readjusting the position.
Sorry. What? I have to ask permission to readjust my computer?
I'm just saying that's not a very.
Why are you pinning me? I don't like you pinning me. What the hell are you pinning me for?
I pinned you.
And then I don't need to be pinned by you.
You got pinned.
You're putting me under scrutiny. I am meditating.
Is I'm watching you. Yes. This is not during the meditation, actually. This is during the Q&A.
Well, I would hope so, because you're supposed to be meditating during the meditation. Why would you be pinning your mother?
And then I watched you, and it was, I couldn't believe it. You looked just like your father.
Really? My dead father?
I've never seen any resemblance between you and him before in my life. But somehow, when you're like, your face is not like tensed in a smile or something like that, and it's kind of just like, sitting, it looks like Papa.
Well, why are you surprised? He's my father. Women tend I always think girls look like their dads. And girls look like their dads. Boys look like their moms.
So in that sense, I should also be looking like Papa.
True.
Because if you look like, it's a whole.
Yeah.
Do I look like him?
Nothing like him. Not even close.
I didn't think you looked like him either, but. Anyway, let's read some text from our listeners.
Okay. By the way,
this is from
I am so paranoid now. The next time I meditate, that you're going to be pinning me.
I
do not need
you.
I do not need you pinning me during the thing. Okay, because then I'm like, oh my God, I better put on like a meditative state. I'm getting nailed by my son for not being meditated.
I promise I won't. Actually, I'm not going to make that promise. But I will try not to pin you during vulnerable times.
Oh, thank you for that promise. Sex talk of my mom listeners. You heard him say it here. He's not going to be focused on me during meditation anymore.
During vulnerable times, yeah. Vulnerable times.
Vulnerable times, exactly. But I got to say.
I like pinning people who are not.
What are you pinning people for? Why are you doing that?
You're just looking at someone when they're listening. You ever looked at someone when they're listening?
No, but you look like Kramer on Seinfeld right now when you said that.
Thank you. All right. This is from Scott from Chicago. You know, in talking with a newly made friend, it astounds me how many dudes think it's okay to just randomly message girls asking to video chat so they can jerk off, or that somehow we're raised to think it's okay to send unsolicited dick pics. I mean, come on, guys. It's not that hard. I equate those things to religion. While it's okay to have pride in your own, it's not okay to whip it out and shove it into everyone else's face. Because unfortunately, while you may take pride in other things, others may see it as something inconsequential, lacking for their wants and needs.
Okay.
Interesting topic for a Monday morning after show. Great podcast.
I like that. He equated that unsolicited advice in general about religion, anything else. I agree with him. Nobody needs to have someone like, what are you requesting jerk off pictures? I get that all the time. I'm not going to do that. No. It even with a lot of money involved. I know that people are jerking off to me, but I don't need to specifically encourage it.
You know people are jerking off to you?
They tell me all the time. Oh yeah, I've jerked off to you so many times. What do I give a shit? I don't want to know that, but if you do it, who cares? I don't care.
I don't know how I feel about that shit.
What do you care? Well, how would you feel if a girl wrote to you, I've been jerking off to you?
Oh, I like that.
Okay. Huh? Same idea.
But it's
idea.
Different when it's
Why?
Your mother.
Well, who's she's not saying the girl would, I mean, the guy would not be saying it to you about me. He's saying it to me about me. And who gives a shit? But the truth of the matter is...
So do you like it?
No, not really. I don't give a shit. I had this happen to me when Jeremy was graduating high school. Some rando guy that actually coached him in baseball. I think I talked about this in the podcast years ago. This guy that coached him in baseball walked up to me during the graduation and said, you know how many times I've jerked off to your picture? What the fuck?
That is fucking horrifying.
I know. What
Did you not say that in person? Don't say...
Yeah.
Don't...
And during my son's graduation? What the fuck do I need to...
Fuck that shit.
I was
How did you respond to that?
Thanks for sharing. Get the fuck away from me, you weird fuck.
No, you probably giggled and said, oh, thank you.
No, I did not say, oh, thank you, giggle. No, I did. That was not my response. No,
you
it was
said,
not.
Get away from me, you weird fuck? I don't think
so. I didn't
so.
Say that either. I just said, okay, this is inappropriate or something like that. Or,
oh, really?
Thanks for commenting.
Hey,
something
put him
like
in line.
I probably said something sarcastic, like, thanks for commenting. Thanks for thanks for your input, and moved away from fast as possible.
Fucking weird ass.
You know who this is? I think I'm not sure if he
don't
coached,
like him. He coached
me you.
Too.
Yeah, he
Fuck
coached
him.
You. Yeah, yeah.
He was a piece of shit coach anyway. Fuck that guy. Fuck his son. His son was an asshole as well. All right. I didn't like the whole gang. Okay.
I fuck his youngest son too. All right.
Nathaniel says, "Hey Cam, I was listening to Monday's episode and just wanted to share that I'm having similar feelings of resentment. I'm home alone, which I actually prefer. It's easier for me to remain calm when I have a calm environment, but I'm sad about the people I haven't heard from. I sent a play partner a happy birthday message early in the week and have yet to hear back. I find myself wondering if I want to keep putting effort into this when there seems to be so little consistent interest from the other end. But I don't know. Maybe the extreme circumstances are just encouraging extreme thinking. Unfortunately, hard to find perspective when I'm here by myself." This is something that I found very true.
Well, he's responding. He's responding to your comments about being alone.
Yes. He's also alone, and he's basically saying, I've started resenting people who do not respond to my messages as well. I ended up having a conversation with that friend that I was resenting, and we worked it out.
Good.
He justified it. He justified his feelings, and there were feelings that I was unaware of, and so the resentment lifted.
Good.
And a new understanding was born. It was a very nice thing. I encourage people to talk.
It's number 2 or 3. I can't remember. And the 4 agreements. Don't take anything personally.
Bingo. That's it. Anyway, he goes on to say, "I hope you're well and keeping your head up. You can reassure your mom that I picked up some edibles today, cutting back on inhalants."
Good. I feel better. Who is this?
Thank you very much, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, I'm glad you picked up edibles. I don't want to take any responsibility if you have a bad edible trip, but I'm glad you're not inhaling. For those of you who just heard this for the first time, it's not like I have anything against weed. As a matter of fact, I miss it terribly. It's just that right now, I don't want to do anything to damage my lungs, and I don't want you to do anything to damage your lungs. And sometimes inhaling smoke can damage your cilia and your lungs. So I just wanted to make sure that people understood that I am not against marijuana by any stretch of the imagination. In case you
I don't think anyone was fucking concerned, Mom.
In case you were concerned, I don't have a problem with marijuana. What's going on? See, you're selling what?
All right, let me get to some of these other texts.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Adam says, "Hey guys, I just wanted to share that I'm catching up on old episodes and just finished episode 125 with the toy cloning. It was hilarious. I was laughing so hard my wife kicked me out of bed. Funniest one yet. Keep up the great work, and I hope you are doing well amidst all this chaos." Thank you very much, Adam.
Yeah, Adam, that's when you know that you did a good job. If your wife kicks you out of bed because you're laughing so hard, we're doing good. He's talking about the clone of Willie. That was probably one of my funniest. It was
125.
125. It was what I made a clone of Pussy. Cam makes a clone of Willie with his brother. I made it with my boyfriend Deez. And we shared, actually, it was like kind of like a live update while we were doing it.
Yeah.
And it literally, if you listen to it and you don't laugh, something's wrong with you.
We got James who said, "Lol, just listened to the recent podcast, number 289, and Karen said eating out in restaurants, but I heard getting eaten out in restaurants. I had to rewind and listen better. Holy crap, it made me laugh." I wouldn't put a pastor to talk about getting eaten out in restaurants.
Wait, excuse me. I can honestly say that I've never been eaten out in a restaurant. Although, that is quite a fantasy. What do you mean, wow? What are you
that
shocked?
Is quite
wow.
a fantasy.
It may come into my new role playing. That's not.
What are you
going
to tell Deez? Oh, go fucking try to tie your shoe right now.
No, I'm going to set up a little dining experience since we're quarantined.
You're going to do this in a quarantine.
It's called role playing, Cam.
I don't know about this with involving a meal with. I know a lot of people like food play, but this is different when you're having like a full, you know. Like, for example, I just made a nice beet borscht last night. I don't think this would bode well.
You sound like a 90-year-old. For example,
I made a nice beet borscht.
You're like a 90-year-old.
From the old country.
Yeah, what are you doing?
The recipe from the old country.
Country?
Ukrainian beet borscht.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
I sip on this beet borscht all day long. And then I
beet
use the
or
greens.
Beef?
Beet. B-E-E-T.
So you made beet borscht. I thought you complained that you didn't have any cabbage.
I used kale instead of cabbage.
How's that? So you didn't have, so it wasn't a true borscht. It was some sort of in between.
No, beet borscht is very common.
Okay, but you didn't put in cabbage. You put in kale.
Don't, again, what are you belittling my fucking borscht?
Okay, my sticker fell down. And what do you think I see? Hard peen four says meat?
No, hard peen four. Any fucking way to misinterpret something to sound like a dick, hard peen four will do it. All right, we got another one that said, Freddy the driver says, hey there, it's me, Freddy. Cam, this one for you. Ever since you've started the kickboxing with Sally, or whatever his name is, name is Slavi, have you noticed a raise in your sexual performance? I'm sure every guy out there is experiencing the same deal because there's nothing to do during this quarantine lockdown but work out and fuck and or masturbate. So, Cam, how does it feel to have your stroke game go from Clark Kent to Superman?
What?
Freddy the driver, I don't think you've ever been more wrong in your entire life.
Wait, how is Freddy the driver having sex with random people? How is he not quarantined?
Why are you assuming he's having sex with random people?
He said something about raising his sexual performance.
Yeah.
What is that?
He said there's nothing to do but work out and fuck and or masturbate.
Right. So is he talking about just fucking one person?
Yes.
Oh,
He might be fucking, or he might be masturbating. Who fucking knows?
Okay.
But
all right. Sorry about that.
Regardless, he is completely wrong in his assumption.
Why?
I did not go from Clark Kent to fucking Superman.
You're Superman.
If anything, I fucking found the kryptonite, and it's destroying my libido. There's that. I will. I obviously the boxing definitely helps the testosterone flow, but not seeing humans, I would say, is a bigger negative.
Let's go circle right back to your blow up doll idea.
Yes.
This could be the.
If I receive a blow up doll in the mail, I swear to God, I'm not going to be pleased with it.
I never got you a birthday present.
Don't you? My mother is not sending me a blow up doll.
I won't. Don't worry. Because I know what would happen. You'd end up ruining it because you'd be so obsessed that it wasn't sanitized that you'd be like taking all your alcohol, pouring it all over it. It'll shrivel up into like a little crumbled mess of plastic.
You know, there's something weird about the blow-up doll in the dream, by the way.
What?
It looked like there was some gooey like substance.
Yeah, you probably came on it.
No, it was before I wasn't involved with it in the dream. It's like a dripping. It was like a used blow up doll.
Yeah, because this is what you're. Disgusting. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare for you to receive a blow up doll that someone might have used.
A used blow up doll is fucking horrific.
Oh. Okay. Next time you need to share your dreams, let's pick a different, much more appetizing dream. That one is not nauseating.
We got a couple comments over here that says, oh my God, haha, I recently left an iTunes review that mentioned the whole Norman Bates mother thing. Have been binging for a couple of weeks now and just heard Karen Lee say the same thing. Same wavelength, girl.
You go, girl.
And then we got another person that says, Mama Karen Lee, please watch Bates Motel if you haven't already. It's insane. That's from Loyal Ex Highness.
Now I watched the original Psycho. That's enough for me.
What's going on here with the Bates? Why are we constantly talking about...
Norman Bates kept his insane mother up in the attic. So maybe it's a reference to me being an insane mother up in the attic.
I think they're referring to the way I say mother.
Yeah, it is.
Does he call her mother?
Yeah, he called her mother. Yep, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep, yep, yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
We got another one that says... The celebrity I'd like to be quarantined with, this is from Catherine, the celebrity I'd like to be quarantined with is Neil Gaiman. Crossing my fingers that we get if a wave of Libra babies born.
Oh, love the Libra babies.
Also, what positive things have you guys had a chance to do because the extra time quarantine yourself? for me, I've been learning to dance, play the ukulele, and spend quality time with loved ones. Excited for more Sex Talk Mom content in these homebound times. Thanks, Carolee and Cam.
Wow, nice, Catherine. Learning to play the ukulele. Now I'm feeling like very inadequate because I'm not teaching myself to play anything.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media where people are like, if you're not doing all these extra things, if you're not making, you know, kind of like my friend was feeling the stress of like not making the most of this time. I think you should excuse yourself. Where the world is in a fucking traumatic state. You don't need to fucking be
learning, you know, Spanish.
Learning Spanish, although I have been brushing up on my Spanish.
Okay, or getting in shape with boxing. Cooking and boxing. So you're doing everything that
it's
everybody
because
else...
I haven't seen a human in 24 days.
Okay, so why don't you just lay down on the couch and watch every episode of Sneaky Pete there is?
I think Deez and I have been doing.
We've been binging Sneaky Pete. That show is fantastic. It's a con. It's a constant con. I love that show. And it had Bryan Cranston on the first season. It doesn't get better than that shit.
You should write reviews of all
these
shows.
I should write reviews because right now, yeah. Sneaky Pete, I just finished it, Tiger King. Whoa.
I like that you try to like relate to me in this way by sharing all this shit.
Yeah.
But I got nothing over here. I
know because you're too busy reading books and doing educational things. You know, when I was growing up, my dad and mom would take us on trips once a year in the summer. We'd take a road trip. And it always had to be a quote-unquote educational trip. I don't want an educational trip. I just wanted to go have fun at Disneyland. Why did I have to go be educated? Like, we'd have to go see Mount Rushmore and learn about the presidents.
I would have loved this shit.
You were born a generation too late.
Yeah.
You should have been my parents' kids.
We got another one here that says by D.W., which I think might be a reference to Arthur.
Arthur who?
Not.
Arthur who?
And I said, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. You can learn to work and play.
Arthur the cartoon?
Each other. Yes. Remember, there used to be a character in there named D.W. Oh. I mean, it also might be this guy's name. But he wanted you asked for some help with the with your singing.
So I need help.
He had some help. Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
Yeah, where is it?
Right at the bottom where it says D.W. You're never going to find this.
Okay.
I got to read it. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees, smoking flowers and trees, talking with mom about toys and proclivities.
Well, that's pretty damn good. Who did that?
D.W. I think he learned a lot from Arthur. You guys deserve every accolade and praise you receive. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
That's very sweet.
That was pretty damn good. The problem with me is I've got to come up with it on the spot. I mean, who knows how long D.W. was working on that? Probably 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, we have a few announcements before we drop off over here.
Okay.
Okay? Number one, we cannot say thank you more right now to our patrons for supporting us. Obviously, things with the business have been tanking because the businesses that we align with as advertisers are very scared to spend money in general right now. So I wanted to say thank you to Colorado Scott, Joy S., Nathaniel upped his pledge, and then Bridget for joining our new Sneaky Freak family. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you, new Sneaky Freaks and old, for continuing to support us on Patreon. You guys, honestly, it means so much to us, not just from the financial standpoint, but because you're supporting us during these hard times, and we really get like all excited when we hear that there's a new patron on our show. I mean, really, I go, guess what? We got a new patron, Cam.
And we got some extra bonus content from last week with Ashley Manta coming out this week.
It's good stuff. That's good stuff, you guys.
So,
Ashley Manta, for those of you who don't know, she does Cannasexual. She does cannabis and sex together. You gotta love that.
And we also have a very, very exciting announcement.
My book?
We're launching our merch store this Thursday. We're going to have some dope-ass t-shirts, mugs, hats, enamel pins coming out this Thursday.
Woohoo!
I think that's the 9th.
Yes, it is.
Of April. So tune in to sextalkwithmymom.com to check out our new merch. I'm very excited about
it. And if you buy something, like
cheap
if you buy
shirts,
a t-shirt.
$20 shirts.
Right. If you buy a t-shirt, it's going to say like Sneaky Freaks or something like that. Then take a picture of yourself and put it on Instagram and we will repost it. That's a good plug for you guys and what's going on in your life.
They're great shirts too.
Great shirts, great designs.
Okay. And lastly, I want to thank everyone who's been leaving us reviews. Those make our day.
Yes.
I'd like to read one. Love from Ottawa. Cam and Karen Lee, I discovered your podcast a couple of months ago and haven't missed an episode since.
Wow.
Your relationship reminds me of my parents and the openness and sensitivity they passed on to me. As a teenager, my dad would always be the one picking up my tampons and pads. Over the past 2 years, we've started smoking weed together as a family every time I go back home. I came out as bi over a year ago, and next month they'll be attending a queer-themed play that I wrote and directed at my university.
Cool.
I'm 20, my mom's 60, and my dad's 66. Incredible to have such a kind, loving, and empathetic relationship to bridge such a large generational gap. On a different note, when I'm struggling with my depression, I put on this pod, and it makes me feel so much better. You two are magical, and I hope you know how many people you're helping. Keep on doing what you're doing. Love, Bren.
That did give me goosebumps.
I got goosebumps too.
Yeah.
I'm covering goose pimples over here.
Yeah, we're all goosebumped out. Thank you, Bren. Bren, is it?
That, honestly, that type of feedback is what makes this all worth it.
Yes, it is. It does.
Thank you very much. And it is really, really cool that you're able to bridge such a large age gap
between I was doing
you
the
and
math.
Your parents. That is wild. Yeah, what kind of math did you come up with, Mother?
I did the math, and it's like 40 years. Her mother had her when she was 40, and dad was like 43 or something.
It's 46.
Yeah.
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I think that's awesome that you're doing this, the plays and embracing this. I love it. I absolutely love it. Me too.
Very proud of you.
Thank you for letting us get to know you through your iTunes review, and thank you to everyone who has tuned in.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having fun doing tic-tackies.
Tic-tackies.
I love tic-tackies.
You really do embrace the fun of life, and I appreciate that, Mother.
I think life should be fun. And if you guys want to check out my TikTok page and Sex Talk with My Mom's TikTok page, go to TikTok. And by the way, what you didn't mention, you forgot to mention, Cam, is my book is coming out. We did talk about it a little bit during this podcast, but check it out on Amazon, and you can pre-order the ebook. And
how are they going to find it?
Just go to. That's a good.
Why don't we launch this on our website as well, along with our merch store?
Okay.
It'll be on our website.
In case they want to know the name of the book, and you can take credit for this, Cam. It's Fuck Games, Date Cougars.
Hell, goddamn yes. Thank you all for tuning in.
We love you very much.
We love you to the moon.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and have fun, goddammit.
And stay sexy.
Oh, sneaky freaks.
Bye.
Bye.